fellow citizens of Africa, I greet you in the name of the Universal Negro Improvement Association and African Communities League of the World. You may ask, what organization is that? It is for me to inform you that the Universal Negro Improvement Association is an organization that seeks to unite into one solid body the 400 million Negroes of the world, to link up the 15 million Negroes of the United States of America with the 20 million Negroes of the West Indies, the 40 million Negroes of South and Central America with the 280 million Negroes of Africa for the purpose of bettering our industrial, commercial, educational, social, and political conditions. As you are aware, the world in which we live today is divided into separate race groups and distinct nationalities. Each race and each nationality is endeavoring to work out its own destiny to the exclusion of other races and other nationalities. We hear the cry of England for the Englishman, of France for the Frenchman, of Germany for the German, of Ireland for the Irish, of Palestine for the Jew, of Japan for the Japanese, of China for the Chinese. We of the Universal Negro Improvement Association are raising the cry of Africa for the Africans, those at home and those abroad. There are 400 million Africans in the world who have Negro blood coursing through their veins, and we believe that the time has come to unite these 400 million people for the one common purpose of bettering their condition. The great problem of the Negro for the last 500 years has been that of disunity. No one or no organization ever succeeded in uniting the Negro race. But within the last 4 years, the Universal Negro Improvement Association has worked wonders in bringing together in one fold 4 million organized Negroes who are scattered in all parts of the world, being in the 48 states of the American Union, all the West Indian Islands, and the countries of South and Central America and Africa. These 4 million people are working to convert the rest of the 400 million scattered all over the world. And it is for this purpose that we are asking you to join our ranks and to do the best you can to help us to bring about an emancipated race. If anything praiseworthy is to be done, it must be done through unity. And it is for that reason that the Universal Negro Improvement Association calls upon every Negro in the United States to rally to its standard. We want to unite the Negro race in this country. We want every Negro to work for one common object, that of building a nation of his own on the great continent of Africa. That all Negroes all over the world are working for the establishment of a government in Africa means that it will be realized in another few years. We want the moral and financial support of every Negro to make the dream a possibility. Already, this organization has established itself in Liberia, West Africa, and is endeavoring to do all possible to develop that Negro country to become a great industrial and commercial commonwealth. Pioneers have been sent by this organization to Liberia, and they are now laying the foundations upon which the 400 million Negroes of the world will build. If you believe that the Negro has a soul, if you believe that the Negro is a man, if you believe the Negro was endowed with the senses commonly given to other men by the Creator, then you must acknowledge that what other men have done, Negroes can do. We want to build up cities, nations, governments, industries of our own in Africa, so that we'll be able to have a chance to rise from the lowest to the highest positions in the African Commonwealth. Fellow members of the Negro race, I have to thank you for the cordial welcome you have given me on this my return to the United States of America. I have been absent from this country for 5 months, being away in the West Indies and the Central America, traveling in the interest of the movement I represent as its President General. During my absence from America, I had occasion to observe with a great degree of disgust how narrow-minded the so-called leaders of the Negro race are. In that, immediately after I took my departure from the country, the men who are supposed to represent and lead Negro thought in America endeavored to misrepresent me to the government of these United States by charging me with anarchy and with an intention to destroy the loyalty of Negroes to the government of this great country. These representations were made to the state and other departments, which occasioned me great embarrassment in returning to these doors. As by such information to the departments of state, such instructions were given therefrom to the various consular officers outside of the country, representing the government, not to give them my passport for return to this country. I had ultimately to appeal to the good services of the Honorable Charles Evans Hughes, Secretary of State, whom I believe represents truly and thoroughly the spirit of the American Constitution. I explained to him the situation, and he immediately gave instructions that my passport be visited for a return to the United States of America. This action of his defeated the misrepresentation made by the enemies of my organization and by the enemies of the Negro race to prevent my return to my sphere of labor. With all the embarrassment, I am once more in the United States of America, and it is for me to avow not only my loyalty to the Constitution, laws, and government of the United States, but also avow that loyalty that is characteristic of the members of the Universal Negro Improvement Association of Government. The Universal Negro Improvement Association teaches its members everywhere to be loyal to government, but at the same time to be loyal to the great race of which they are members. As an organization, we desire our educational, industrial, social, and political advancement. Because of this desire, we are loyal to ourselves and to our Constitution. But in being thus loyal does not mean that we are disloyal to any government or that we have no sympathy with other races. We love humanity. We desire peace. And anything the Universal Negro Improvement Association and I can do for the advancement of the cause of humanity and for the permanent establishment of peace, we shall be glad to do. I am now convinced more than ever that the Negro lacks proper leadership. The men who have led in the past are incapable. I therefore appeal to the new manhood of this race of ours to give us leadership. Leadership that is unselfish. Leadership that knows no price. We can do no better than copy the leadership of the great Anglo-Saxon race. That leadership that gave to the world William Pitt, William Ewart Gladstone, A. Disraeli, and F. Chamberlain. And last but not least among them all, A. David Lloyd George.